Good afternoon. An upper-level storm is currently tracking slowly through the southeastern United States. This is producing a complex setup at the surface, where two storm systems will affect the eastern part of the country over the course of the weekend. The first storm will track along the east coast and then off the eastern seaboard past the Delmarva Peninsula today. High pressure to its north, parked over interior New York and New England, will prevent the system from coming far enough north to produce precipitation in our area. However, plenty of clouds will be generated by this system south of I-90. Despite the cloud cover in these locations, high temperatures will be in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Some sunshine will mix with the clouds from right around I-90, points north into the southern Adirondacks and southern and central Vermont, and in these locations, high temperatures will reach the lower to middle 40s. Finally, closer to the Canadian border, including the Champlain Valley and northern Vermont, we are looking at more in the way of sunshine for the day today, mixed with a few clouds, and highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. The system to our south, along with the high pressure center, will slide off the east coast tonight, and any clear skies will give way to increasing clouds. A cooler northerly breeze will develop, and most everyone will go down into the 20s for overnight lows. This will set the stage for that second storm to move closer to us during the day on Sunday and Sunday night. As a result, clouds will thicken in the morning, and there is the chance of some light freezing rain or sleet in southernmost parts of New York and New England by the time we reach sunrise. Throughout the day on Sunday, precipitation will overspread most of the region, and mainly in the form of sleet and freezing rain, as temperatures hold in the lower to middle 30s. Farther to the north during the day on Sunday, only a few light rain and snow showers are possible farther away from the storm track. As we get into Sunday afternoon and Sunday night, precipitation type will be highly complex depending on temperature profiles across the region, but it looks like some of the higher terrain could pick up a decent amount of light snow, adding up to at least a few inches with some freezing rain mixing in. In the valley locations, we'll have a general mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain into Sunday night as temperatures hover in the lower and middle 30s. Either way, it looks like this stuff will clear out for the day on Monday. As an Arctic front pushes through, we'll have scattered rain and snow showers. Temperatures will reach into the middle and upper 30s before dropping with a gusty northwest wind in the afternoon. This will set us up for dry and cold weather for the middle of the week. On Tuesday, highs will be in the upper 20s with a gusty wind, less wind, plenty of sunshine, and in the mid-30s on Wednesday, and milder up to 40 on Thursday. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Immokalee, Florida, to a low of 10 below zero at Harbison Meadow, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with a chance of showers in the lower 50s, Boston mostly cloudy in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 36 degrees, the average low 21. The record high 61 set in 2015 and in 1901, and the record low 8 below zero in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 7:19 a.m., sunset this evening 4:22 p.m., 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with more sun toward the Canadian border and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 20s, but closer to 10 above in the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Cloudy with freezing rain and sleet moving in late tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower to mid 40s. Cloudy with freezing rain and sleet moving into the Catskills late tonight, lows in the mid 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. cloudy with freezing rain and sleet moving in late tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-40s, becoming mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, thickening clouds with mixed precipitation the first part of the day, some sleet and freezing rain changing to snow first across the higher terrain, then in the valleys after sunset. Some light snow accumulation is possible with highs in the mid-30s. More light snow and mixed precipitation Sunday night, ending by Monday morning. However, scattered rain and snow showers are possible Monday afternoon as an Arctic front passes, turning windy and colder with temperatures dropping into the lower 30s. Mostly sunny, windy and cold Tuesday, upper 20s. Mostly sunny, mid-30s on Wednesday. Near 40 with a mix of sun and clouds Thursday, and a chance of rain Friday in the lower to mid-40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.